But we do this on Monday as a little show and tell. And Donnie has something to show us.
I do. And this is going to be real simple when I hand you my phone, Matt. But I'm going to hand you my phone, and it's a picture of my phone, and I just want you to tell the class what you see. There you go.
It is your vehicle, your car in the parking garage.
Yes, my car, my 2020 Honda Accord that I just sent the last payment in, and it is paid off.
Whoa.
Send it by check?
Hell yeah, I did.
Yeah, you do mail checks for your car payment.
Heck yeah, I did.
I'm not convinced you didn't take this personally to the dealership to show them the check.
Oh, that would have been great. But no. You don't actually just send your car payment to the dealership.
I wouldn't know.
Even when you mail it in, you mail it somewhere else. But anyway, the car's paid off. And it just got me to thinking, because how many cars have we paid off in the 30-something years I've been together with my lady? Because out of all of them, we've only bought one used.
Really?
We always buy new cars.
Do you really?
Because we drive them until you can't drive them anymore.
Okay.
You try to get as many miles on that thing as you possibly can.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and so I wrote down all the cars that we've had, including the Honda Accord that I just paid off. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And only one, we bought a BMW with about 22,000 miles on it because we thought, you know, BMW is upper echelon. And then it's like, when you have to get that thing
in for maintenance.
Yeah, it's upper echelon.
It is upper echelon indeed.
And when that sucker started giving you a bit of problems, then you kind of have to let that one loose. But man, I know a lot of people who will buy used and then they kind of get tired of a car and they want to trade it in. And it's almost like you consistently have that car payment. And it is a monumental thing when we pay a car off. Like, we get so excited.
I'm sure you do. That's a chunk of change coming back to you every month now.
So my very first car in 94 was a Geo Prism.
Okay.
That was
awesome.
Standard. And I love that car. I loved it. It was maroon. My first car, I remember going with my grandfather because he had the cosign for it.
Yeah.
And we were in a dealership all day long. And I thought, that's what made me go, if I want a car, we're not hassling all day long, man. We were in that dealership probably 7, 8 hours. And it was just,
it feels like it always used to be that way.
And I think it did. And now it's pretty simple with everything available to see online and all the other things you can do. You just go in and get it. And maybe you have to spend an hour or so with the credit check and signing papers and you're done. But after that, I vowed, I'm going to know what I want. I'm going to go in and get it, and I'm getting out.
That's what I've done with my last couple of vehicles.
So after I put like over 200,000 miles on my Geo Prism, and it started acting up, I went and got a Ford Sport Track, the car that looks like an SUV but has the truck bed. And I loved that car. I mean, loved it. And I almost got 300,000 miles on that thing.
Did you?
Yes.
That is incredible.
It was fantastic.
Wow.
Loved it.
Man.
And at that time, my wife had the Dodge Neon.
Okay.
That
I
she
those.
Loved. Oh, man, I could not stand that car. I could not stand it.
Little bitty ones?
Yes. Yeah. It's black. And she got that, and she put a lot of miles on that one before she went with an Oldsmobile Cutlass. That was her next car.
It's quite different.
I love that car, man. It was gold, a little bigger. I love that ride, and it rode nice. I loved it. And then after my Sport Track, I just went kind of simple with a Nissan Sentra. That was also maroon. It's the color that I've had the most. Now that
big
I think
maroon
about it,
fan.
And
huh?
I don't know why. Just happens that way. And then at that time, after her Cutlass, she got a Nissan Altima, and that was black. And so rolled the wheels off that one. And then we finally decided that we were going to go get a grown-up car. And that's when we had three cars because we got such a good deal on the Infiniti EX.
Our weekend driver.
Dude.
Very nice.
We had that car for like 16 years. Loved it.
How many miles were on it at the end?
Probably like 120,
okay,
130,
so
something like
bit,
that. Yeah, you know, because if one of the other cars went by the way, I just start driving the Infiniti. But we would call that our, we thought we were grown, and we call that our weekend car.
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, 120,000 miles in 16 years is not a lot.
Well, no, it's not. Yeah. Because, as a matter of fact, on the way up here today, in my car, 5 years, I put 90,000 miles on that Honda Accord. It just turned over to 90 right when we got into the parking garage.
You have a party for 100?
Yeah. I'm always enjoying those milestones when you get to that point.
It is interesting with cars.
But so many, like I've known my, when you have people who will lease a car, which is great, and you save a lot of money, you have to kind of keep turning that over. So they just keep getting into cars, and I just have never really cared about all that. Like sometimes I'll see, you know, I've always in my life wanted a Ford Mustang. I thought Mustangs are just like it. And then I'll see one on the road and I'll go, son of a gun, I'm going to go get me one. And then you're like, no, I'm fine. Because of our thing about just buying cars and driving them until you can't anymore and putting over, we've put over 100,000 miles on every single one of these cars.
Getting it up over 200,000 is impressive. You must take really good care of it. Regular maintenance and all that.
Of course.
Because I had a Ford Fusion. This is actually the third Ford Fusion that I've had, like a variation of that car that I drive right now. And the first one I had like 155, 160,000 miles on it, and it blew like a gasket head or something somehow. And I went to get it checked out, and it just wasn't worth to invest it versus the cost of the vehicle. So I traded that in or whatever I did. But yeah, it's... I've only bought a brand new car one time in my life.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I've never gotten a new car.
That was a Jeep Wrangler that I bought, which was my favorite vehicle of all time. And so now I'm eyeing 4 years from now getting another Jeep. Because if I could have a Jeep, that's what I would drive everywhere. That's my favorite.
The two or four door?
It doesn't really matter to me. I had a four door at the time.
See, I think the four door rides infinitely smoother. The two doors are bumpy as hell.
Yeah, they've gotten a lot better, a lot better. But man, I used to, like this weekend, how nice it was here. If I had that Jeep, you'd see me driving around, no top, no doors, just completely open. It was awesome. I loved that thing.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. You mail that thing in, man, and it's just relief. And now you kind of wait to see if something bad is going to happen to it. It's well, no, but you just got to... It's just something about that. And okay, you got to get the maintenance. Something goes wrong. You got to weigh the fact that, you know, is it worth fixing it or are you going to look for something else? It hurt my heart when my Prism was not worth fixing. If I could still have that today and still drive it, I would. Mr. Standard, I love that car.
Of course, you missed the standard. You're writing a check while you're
no kidding.
Talking on your corded phone while you're using your standard vehicle.
Yeah, I would drive. I'd drive a stick now. I'd drive one right now.
You know what?
But I don't know if they make. There's no way they still make them, right?
I'm sure they do.
I mean, you can get them in like I don't know about every single make and model, but definitely every car company has something in standard. It's probably not the nicest thing that you can get.
Why? Why is it not the nicest?
I mean, why would you? It's interesting you'd want to drive something with the clutch. It's so much easier in traffic to not drive that.
Because that would have been my next question for you, Matt, is you going standard on the Wrangler.
Hell no.
I would.
I'll never drive a standard car ever again as long as I don't have to.
They tried to teach me when I was selling cars how to drive a standard, and I made it around the dealership one time and could never get it to work right again.
I just loved it.
We had to split every single standard car deal.
Shift down to get a little speed. I love my standard, man.
Or you
could
just let the technology do
it. No, man.
Right, because we have the auto thing where you just got to shift down, and now you can just click the button.
And, right, because now you have the feature in your car where you can kind of do it. It's not the same.
No, it isn't, but
it's not the same. I would drive a standard right now and would love every second of it.
Car technology now is out of control. Like, you got to turn off all that crap where it goes nuts if you get too close to something or if you switch lanes without signaling and it buzzes you.
I know.
What's going on?
I know. And while it's great sometimes if, you know, you're on a long road trip or whatever, man, one time I was speeding toward my exit and it almost thought it was something in front of me and I thought I was going to fly through the windshield. Yeah. It almost stopped
your car,
me.
Like, shut you down.
Whoa, wait a minute.
And it flashes those lights.
Right, break. Like, for what?
Exactly.
There's nothing in front of me.
And sometimes in Dallas, you don't signal. You're just zipping around. Like,
that wouldn't happen in the standard.
You need to commit right now that your next vehicle needs to be a standard.
I would, yes. Yes.
God, it would be such a beating driving that thing.
It's not a beating. I love it.
Awful.
I love every second of it. So, this was a huge monumental moment for me, Matt.
Yeah.
That's another one. Another one bites the dust. Done with paying that thing off. And now I can get the little title and everything in the mail. And it's official. But it is official now because
you own it.
I own it.
It's yours.
That car is mine. It's 1148.
Well done.
That's show and tell. Thank you for this week.